bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
I hate to cut the music short, but we've got celebrities awaiting. On our celebrity hotline right now, Kyle Mooney, who you know and love from Saturday Night Live and is the co-writer and star of a new movie called Brigsby Bear. He joins us along with Dave McCrary, also involved with Saturday Night Live, and the director of the exact same movie, Brigsby Bear. Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? I'm good. What's going on?
We're sorry, because of the inclement weather, your plane was held up, and we're sorry about that. We wanted to meet you guys in person.
I know, it's all my fault.
You can't take all the blame. It's not all your fault. Part of it's your fault, but you can't take all the blame. That's unfair.
Well, thank you. I'm relieved. And I can live my life.
And, you know, we can't even go see you at Thalia Hall tonight because it's a sold-out show. Congratulations.
We can maybe put you on the guest list.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there's a way.
Look at that.
There's a way.
So,
yeah, no, it's exciting. Yeah, we're happy to be out here.
Guys, I saw the movie last night, and first of all, congratulations, because I can't even begin to imagine the feeling you must get to think up something, to just have an idea, and then a long time later, I don't even want to say a short time, because I know it takes forever to make a movie, but it's a reality. What does that feel like? That's just got to be amazing.
I mean, it's surreal. I think the idea of making a movie, it seems incredible, and it's something I think we've wanted to do since we were kids. And Dave and I have known each other since we were like 10 years old.
I know. I love that part of the story. That is the cutest thing ever.
I think you're cute.
But Kyle,
that is the best part is that I got to make it with my best friend.
Oh. You're making us melt.
Other friends are, yeah.
I feel everything's all lollipops and rainbows and stickers right now.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
But, you know, I said this earlier. I'm trying to envision what that pitch meeting was like because this is a very offbeat story. This is not the kind of story you see every day. So what was that like when you're in a room full of possible investors and convincing them that this is a movie they want to spend some money on? What was that day like? Do you remember?
Well, fortunately, they would just read the script, so we don't really have to pitch it to them. They more wanted to hear, like, what the tone of the script that they just read would be, like, if we were going to go super broad with it and make it, like, a really silly, overly digestible comedy. And I think that they're just interested in, like, what the approach was, because a lot of people really responded to how unique and heartwarming the script was, but our pitch was always just we want to do this as sincerely as possible and not lean too heavy into the jokes, and that the jokes will come, but we just wanted to play it very sincere and honest.
Yeah.
We're talking about Brigsby Bear. It opens in New York and L.A. on July 28th, and then you can see it here in Chicago on August 4th. I know it premiered at Sundance, and I'm just thinking you're two friends that have known each other since you're 10 years old. You make this movie. Is it all of a sudden a reality that someone is seeing what you guys did together and their reaction? Was that kind of weird to watch people react to that?
Sure. It's always weird. You know, there's a scene in the movie where the main character is watching his own creation on screen and kind of wondering how it will turn out and how the audience will react. And Dave and I, the first time the movie premiered in Sundance, sat there the exact same way, just kind of frightened to death that people would not like me.
Not even the movie, Kyle, but you directly.
Yeah, I'm a very self-involved person, if you haven't noticed.
But you're thinking of something. It's like what you think is funny between you and a friend, is it going to translate well to others?
Absolutely, yeah.
And fortunately, I think we always made this for us and for our friends, and obviously hoped that it would translate to a wider audience. But at the end of the day, we had so much fun making it, and If just our friends enjoyed it and no one else, I think we would have still felt fulfilled.
You know, years ago, you guys are a couple years younger than Wendy and myself, but years ago there was a story about Sylvester Stallone trying to sell Rocky, and they kept saying, we want to buy Rocky, but we don't want you to play Rocky. Did anyone ever say, hey, we like the script, but we really want, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson to play the character James?
Never directly to my face, but I'm pretty sure they were thinking it the entire time.
Yeah.
That it is true. It's, you know, I mean, like, I'm contrary to my own belief, not a matinee star or anything like that. So to get money was the difficult part. Was just like, you know, are there people who want to pay to go see a Kyle Mooney movie? And we have yet to find out. But I think that everybody on board, our producers, you know, they truly loved the script and the concept, and I think they trusted us, which kind of we're, I think, forever thankful for.
Yeah, I know you don't want to give too much away, and I don't blame you, because as I'm watching the movie last night, I say I'm glad I don't know too much about this. I just want it to unfold in front of me. What do you want to say to people? What should they know going in?
Story-wise, what I'll say is it's about a guy who's obsessed with a children's TV show called Brigsby Bear Adventures, and then in essence, one day the show ends, and his whole life that he's lived up to this point, he kind of finds out that it's completely different than he imagined, and he enters an entire new world that he's never known. But I guess generally speaking, you know, this is a movie about friendship, about following your kind of creative pursuits, and I think most people walk away feeling like it's a sweet kind of love letter to filmmaking and to meeting people. I don't know, Dave, do you want to add anything to that?
I thought it was a perfect explanation.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, Kyle, watching you and Dave McCary, Kyle Mooney and Dave McCary on the line with us, we're talking about Brigsby Bear, which opens in Chicago on August 4th. You know, some of the stuff you guys do on SNL, I don't see you as being 100% sweet. Was this the way you wanted to go originally?
I don't know. I think when I co-wrote the movie with my friend Kevin Costello, who incidentally also went to middle school with Dave and I, it truly is a friendly affair. I don't know if that's how the story came out. It came out as this sweet thing, and I think we just kind of ran with it, and it felt good, and it feels nice to put something kind of warm out there into the world.
Absolutely, we need some of that these days.
There's a couple of moments, guys, where you, Kyle, your character, James, all of a sudden, even though he's kind of disenfranchised from the world around him, he's accepted by a kid at a party, and he's got his sister's acceptance, and all of a sudden you just see it on his face, like, now this is what life should be like. You just get this jubilant look on your face, and both those moments are among my favorites in the film. You know what I'm referring to, right?
Yeah, definitely.
No, they don't know, Bill.
I don't know if you guys have seen the movie. I watched it. You guys should watch it. It's great.
Yeah, we really like the idea that the film does not have a lot of cynicism, and there's no real villains necessarily. It's really a film that I guess teaches maybe someone how to treat another person with, you know, respect, and to accept outsiders and just embrace people's differences, which I think is always something that can be relevant to the times, especially in our current society,
in our tumultuous world we're living in right now. These are good messages and everything, and this isn't a slam. I haven't seen it yet. I hope to see it tonight. Brigsby Bear, we're talking about. What about this? Is something that could they show it in schools to help to foster friendship and just being kind to one another?
Well, unfortunately,
we just have to take out a couple of scenes.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
There's a few, like, we wanted also the film to have some realism and to mirror the, you know, the actual high school experience. And unfortunately, there's some racy realities of that experience that I think it's a PG-13 movie, so I wouldn't recommend anyone under 13.
You're not allowed to see it if you're under 13.
You get arrested on the spot. Nobody wants that. Can I tell you what it was reminiscent? And please believe me when I tell you this is a huge compliment. Jodie Foster made a movie a couple of years ago called The Beaver with Mel Gibson. Have you guys seen that?
I remember it. I never saw it, though.
There is some kind of the same kind of charm that movie had where you go, boy, I don't know exactly why I'm rooting for this person, but I am. And I felt that all through the movie because your character, the character of James, is so unique. And you just find yourself kind of just wanting to go, hey, everything's going to be okay. I know you're probably tired of hearing this, but the character is sort of a man child. He's stuck between being a man and a child. But you want this guy to succeed so badly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I gotta check out that movie. And I also want to point out that I, Kyle Mooney, am not a man-child.
No.
No, but Bill Leff is, which is really why I think you related to this movie so much, because it sounds like, you know, we all had these great recollections and memories of our childhood. And, you know, God, I love television, and I did back then. It just sounds like this is something so relatable to each and every one of us.
Yeah, Wendy, you got to go see it.
I'm seeing it tonight.
See it tonight. See it tonight.
I can't wait. But you know what I mean? It's like we all kind of want to hold on to our childhood in a certain way. In fact, do you still watch? Do you still watch children's shows now, Kyle?
Totally. I'm wearing a Snoopy shirt and wearing a Tasmanian Devil hat as we get driven to the hotel, and that is the truth.
Awesome,
guys. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just very, I'm very much in touch with my childhood.
Yeah.
I should rescind that comment that I'm not a man child because I think I actually am.
And it's okay. I mean, it's like once you hit 50, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've hit it a couple years over. And you don't want to get old. I mean, our parents at 50 were old. We're not.
Totally.
Yeah. The supporting cast is incredibly impressive. Mark Hamill's in there. Greg Kinnear is in there. Michaela Watkins is in there. Jane Alexander's in there. And my friend Matt Walsh plays your dad.
Your buddies with Matt?
Yeah, I've known him forever. I love him.
Oh, he's such a sweet, wonderful man.
He's funny. He's got the dramatic chops. And, yeah, he's, like, such a rad person and was such a delight to have on set.
Yeah. Most people know him from Veep, but he's been in like 50 or 60 movies, and he's just so good at what he does. Kyle, I have to ask you a Saturday Night Live question. There's a character, a running character you play that's a stand-up comic. He shows up on Update, and he's a little smarter than the room. And I did stand-up for 10 years, and I know a dozen guys that are that guy. Did you pattern that after one particular guy or a bunch of guys?
You know, no, I don't know if there was one specific. Yeah, the character is Bruce Chandling.
Yeah.
And, I think it was just like kind of, you know, coming up when I first kind of started doing live shows, I would go, you know, our roommate hosted a stand-up show at the basement of a hotel. So I get to see a lot of people kind of coming in and out. And I think it was just kind of observing the way people tell jokes.
There's this subtle move you do anytime you do Bruce, where you're telling a joke that's not doing well, but you're nodding like, this is so cool that only I get it. And I love that.
It's confidence, baby.
Yeah.
Kyle, I got to ask you, I bet Leslie Jones feels slighted being your girlfriend and all, that she's not in Brigsby Bear, is she?
It's not something I enjoy talking about because, there's trouble in paradise.
Oh, no. You know, Bill and I have watched probably every episode of Saturday Night Live since its inception, and we continue to watch it. I have teenage boys who love it. Your 20-year-old daughters watch it.
Yeah.
It's kicking ass. That's all I got to say, and it's so nice to see you on it. Dave, you're part of it, too, so great work.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Well, above and beyond all else, it's a fun movie, Brigsby Bear, and I think you'll both agree. It's a movie that will surprise you because you think you have it figured out and you don't have it figured out. And I was saying to Wendy earlier, one of the best things about this movie is there's no way in the world you can predict where it's going. So many movies are so formulaic and yours is not. You've really pulled that off. It's a fun movie. So congrats on getting this done, you guys.
Thank you so much. We're excited for people to see it, and we hope they like it.
And you know, we're really we are very conscious of, and have been since the beginning, of making sure that people go in kind of in the dark, because it's really fun to be on the journey with the main character and really not know anything that he doesn't know, and that just makes for a more fun viewing experience.
Cannot wait to see it. It's called Brigsby Bear. It opens in New York and L.A. on July 28th, in Chicago on August 4th. And you guys both at Thalia Hall tonight, sold-out show at 8:30 p.m. What can we expect tonight?
You know, we're going to I'll be doing some characters. We'll be showing some videos. Our good friend Nick Rutherford will be doing a stand-up set to open. It's going to be fun. It's just, you know, we've done a couple of them. We were in Washington, D.C. last night. And just, I guess, if you're a fan of our work, I think you'll really enjoy it. And if you're not a fan of our work, there's going to be a lot of references you're not going to understand.
Or like.
Still have a good time. I think I can guarantee that.
Will you seat the audience specifically as to whether or not they are fans of your work or not? Will you have one section where people really adore you and another where they're indifferent toward
like
you?
Like the bride and groom side?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'll mark the chairs when I go on for my tech rehearsal.
That'll be perfect.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you guys. If you're in the city and you have time to come see us, please do. In the meantime, everybody go see Brigsby Bear. We need some niceness in our lives right now. It comes to Chicago August 4th. Be on the lookout for it. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Sorry we missed you in the studio, buddy. Yeah, we'd love to come by next time.
We'd love it. Thanks, guys. Good luck with everything.
Take care.
That's Kyle Mooney and Dave McCary. And again, the movie is called Brigsby Bear, a very, very offbeat comedy, very peculiar film, very original movie. If you like things that are a little off the beaten track, this is a good one. So,
and a good testament to this is really you've been seeing movies lately that you have not been very impressed with.
True.
And, you know, you'll see something. What'd you think? This one you did
disappointed.
Not.
I was not, disappointed. No, it really it offered up a lot. All right, we'll take a little break, and then speaking of offering up a lot, Judy Pilas will give you the news. That's coming up in just a minute. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.